Thank you, and welcome to Minimal Monday. And we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, Minimal Monday? And that's what one of our Wintrust Business Lunch contributors calls the paucity of workers coming back to downtown Chicago on Mondays, bookended by Forget About It Fridays. Here's somebody who knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, we are just like everyone else who's operating in the Central Business District or the Loop of Chicago.
That's Jeff Drake, the CEO and president of Protein Bar and Kitchen.
We have returned to really 2019 sales on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Mondays and Fridays continue to be depressed, but we are showing great progress versus even last year.
And there's a lot going on with PBK, including its first airport location at Terminal 5 in O'Hare.
We're very excited.
Which we'll talk about in a minute, but as downtown workers are still not all the way back and may not come back all the way.
That's why we think it's a great opportunity for us to start taking the brand to the suburbs where people can find us closer to their home, if you will. And so we'll be opening in Northbrook at the end of March.
Protein Bar is one of Chicago's very own. It began in the Loop.
Across the street, at the time it was Sears Tower in 2009, now it's Willis Tower. And the whole premise was you come in, you grab a protein shake, and you'd be on your way.
Matt Matros started Protein Bar and quickly realized that to make a go of it, he would need to add food to the menu.
And the base of the lunch menu was quinoa. And when Matt introduced quinoa in 2010, people literally didn't know what it was, let alone how to say it.
Kiana.
Nope.
Koinoa.
No.
Joaquin.
No.
Thank you, Dr. Rick. Matt Matros moved on to other things. He's still a shareholder, and the new owners of Protein Bar added a K.
We made the decision to add And Kitchen to our name to better convey the culinary experience you can get at the restaurants, in addition to the terrific and delicious shakes.
Which travelers at O'Hare will soon be able to get.
We believe that Protein Bar should be in airports all over the country, and the first one's going to be in our hometown of Chicago, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, and a grab-and-go kiosk is opening soon at Terminal 5, with a full restaurant opening later this year. From the farm to your belly, oh my, today is National Oreo Day. I like to dunk mine in milk. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.